Dawn Dedo had a serious aha artistic moment a few years ago when she listened to a video of astrophysicist Stephen Hawking. What he said led Dawn to create a three-part series of exhibitions called Mothership. Part one was in Mobile, part two in the Acadiana Center for Art in Lafayette, and now part three in P3 Plus in New Orleans.
The thing that really shaped Mothership was a video interview I watched of Stephen Hawking stating that we had 100 years left, not to save Earth, but to leave Earth. And this, for me, was startling and a major wake-up call. And I thought that this Mothership series could bring us into that potential of what if we had to leave.
Over her active art career, Dawn has produced what she calls apocalyptic landscapes. These are driven in part by her longtime interest in the environment and mathematical equations that calculate the future. Data that references the reduction of land mass for growing food, the concerns about rising water, even the occurrences of deadly diseases.
All the things that are predicted to challenge us in the future and are in fact challenging us now. So I take the math and I run it alongside of myth predictions. And I go back to early recorded history and the early myths. I found some common collective myth that appears at the beginning of the end of time.
So if we are to believe Stephen Hawking's future vision for us Earthlings, where should we go? Dawn is not sure of the location. She is sure of her response.
I don't know where we're going, but we have to go. We have to, I mean, maybe not all of us, but some of us. I think that I am fully personally convinced and committed to the fact that we will have to colonize space. If not to live in space, we'll have to go there to at least get resources to sustain life here on Earth.
So should we all start packing now? Is that what Mothership 3 is all about?
It's not going to happen in my lifetime. Although, for instance, if Virgin had not just crashed and we had other vessels now that were doing experimental trips into space, I would volunteer. I don't have children. I'm of age where I've lived a good life on Earth. And I think, you know, it would be good for them to research what happens to the elders in space. But I would go. I think it's part of our future, part of our survival. So where we go, I don't know, but I'm on the plane.
There are two quite different locations for Dawn's Mothership installation. One is at the Tulane University School of Public Health at 1440 Canal Street.
There I have a selection of works that appeared in both Mothership 1 and Mothership 2. And I chose specific works that I think also fit the context of the School of Public Health. There are first responders and guardians, astronauts in protective space gear with some decorative motif because I think we'll be more and more nostalgic for a nature lost. There are several apocalyptic landscapes that reveal kind of a burnt out, diminished, barren scape. So these landscapes fuse together what is predicted for some of our landscapes and my own artistic imaginings of just how do we get out of here.
The other concurrent Mothership location will open on November 18th at 1024 Elysian Fields Avenue.
Mothership 3 is a new site-specific installation underway in the rear of that property in an abandoned kind of fallen ruin place. And I'm calling Mothership 3 the station. And I have the generous sponsorship participation of Showrig and Michael Krevitz. And they are really giving me giant, giant truss rings that are replicas of what was used to build the largest motherships to date, the Zeppelins. We will have 9 billion people in 45 years. Who gets a seat on board?
Provocative questions indeed. For more information about Mothership 3, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.